Welcome to Globetrotter Academy. Today, we're focusing on assignments overseas and how family adjustment impacts the performance of expatriates. It's a compelling topic that affects global organizations significantly.
It absolutely is.
The findings are both enlightening and practical.
Today's discussion is based on the study, The Relationship Between Family Adjustment and Expatriate Performance by Trumpeter, Boussin, and Nienaber. Their research explores how the family's ability to adapt in a host country influences the success of expatriates in their roles.
For example, the study highlights that family-related issues are among the most common reasons for expatriate failure, including premature returns and substandard performance.
That's right. The study cites spillover theory, which describes how challenges in one area, such as family adjustment, can spill over into another, like work performance.
It's a stark reminder of how intertwined personal and professional spheres can be during international assignments.
It's a bi-directional relationship where work and family dynamics influence each other.
One of the quotes that stood out to me was, "Family problems and spousal dissatisfaction are prominent causes for expatriate failure." This really emphasizes why organizations need to invest in support systems for families, not just the expatriate employee.
Another critical insight is the importance of preparation. The study notes, organizational support provided prior to departure is valued and facilitates family adjustment, which can enhance expatriate performance. It's not just about sending an employee abroad, but equipping the entire family for success.
The U-curve adjustment theory is another fascinating element in this research. The study explains how families experience phases of adjustment, starting with the honeymoon phase, followed by culture shock, gradual adaptation, and eventual mastery. Understanding these phases can help organizations time their interventions effectively.
And those interventions are crucial. The study suggests that families with better cohesion, adaptability, and communication are more likely to adjust successfully. It even ties these characteristics to improved expatriate performance, making family support a strategic priority.
It's interesting how the study connects family adjustment with children's experiences. For example, it highlights that difficulty adjusting to new schools or curricula can negatively impact the family's overall adjustment. One respondent noted, "Our children struggled with the new curriculum and teaching styles, which added stress to our transition."
That's a powerful example of how interconnected these factors are. The study recommends that organizations offer additional support for children, such as language lessons or tutoring, to ease their transition. Addressing these needs not only benefits the family, but also supports the expatriate's ability to focus on work.
Another insight I found compelling was the relationship between the length of stay and performance. According to the study, expatriates who had been in the host country for longer periods reported better performance ratings, supporting the U-curve adjustment theory. This suggests that patience and time are key factors in successful assignments.
It also underscores the value of cross-cultural training. The research points out that such training can reduce uncertainty and improve adjustment for both expatriates and their families. It's about creating a smoother transition and setting everyone up for success from the start.
This brings us to the practical implications. Organizations need to rethink how they approach expatriation as a family-centered process. Offering relocation assistance, ongoing support, and tailored resources can make a huge difference in reducing failure rates and boosting performance.
Exactly. And the benefits go beyond the individual assignment. As the study shows, successful family adjustment contributes to a higher return on investment for expatriate programs. It's a win-win for both employees and employers.
The study truly highlights how essential family adjustment is to the success of expatriate assignments and provides actionable insights for organizations to implement.
It does. From preparation to ongoing support, there are so many ways organizations can step up and support families. And as this research shows, doing so isn't just compassionate. It's strategic. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others who might find it useful.
Until next time, take care.